4 Hubel P. Kilo Oscar 4 Uniform Lima Papa and Monitoring. 4 Hubel P. Monitoring.
4 Hubel P. KN 4 BWA.
Hey, so the name is Steve.
That's right, bud. Hey, how do I sound coming back to you? Am I clear?
Perfectly clear.
Then I may have a little something going on my end as far as my audio on my unit here. Yep, I may need to do a little bit of maintenance here. So how's it going, big guy? I heard you talking about antennas and towers and such today.
It's been doing good. It's been good, Steve. I got a quick question for you. If you're not planning to stay for the wrap shoe on the net, you either say negative or in and out, correct?
What you're hearing when you say, and I'll be negative and negative, that means that you don't have any traffic for the net, which means no announcements, no information for the net, and you'll be also negative for rag 2 after the net closes its check-in, okay? So, I'll be negative and negative. I don't have any announcements, and I don't have anything for the rag tube.
For ULP, for Station ID. All right, thanks, Steve, for that information, because my mom is letting me stay up tonight for the net, so I'll be on tonight.
Well, good enough, bud. I'll make sure that I get to stay up late and hear you check in. So you'll hear me check in there, too, okay? So, well, listen, you have a good evening. I just want to say hey. And as far as connecting the antenna to your radio, you got Russell, RCL, and you got NUE Chad, and you got me. But if you take a few minutes and look up homemade dipole, wire dipole antennas, and look at a diagram, then you can see how they lay out. And 99% of the time, you're going to have your ground leg go to the base, and the hot leg, which is the center core of a PL259, you just bring your wire back and solder it into a piece of coax, and then let your coax go to the PL259, and then that into your radio, okay? Google that up and see if you can find that kind of diagram, and you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about, bud.
Dipole antenna, or how to make a dipole antenna?
Dipole, you're probably going to come up with dipole antennas for sale. In other words, people that are marketing dipoles. And if you Google homemade dipole, then it will bring up all kinds of YouTubes and all kinds of good stuff that'll teach you how to do that. How's that sound?
That sounds good, and will those homemade dipole antennas work on any band, or do you have to, like, tune them to, like, a certain band?
That depends on the length of the wire that you put up there, okay? And usually they're going to be pretty close to a single band, but you can do a multi-band dipole. I have one here at the house, and look this up also, an inverted V dipole. Or have you got a pen and paper?
Paper.
Pencil works just as good as a pen and paper. All right, write this down. OCF inverted V. And put that into your Google search, and it'll bring up that type of inverted V antennas, okay? And that might be a pretty good way for you to start, because you don't have to have, well, I don't know, you could shoot an antenna into a tree. Have you got lots of trees around your house?
KQRCL is going to let me borrow his antenna, but I might just make one for the experience and to have one for field days and to do that. That's what I'm thinking, to make one for a field day. That way I don't have to climb on the roof and unharness the one antenna.
Well, hey, what's going on, bud? So, what was he in
You were really, really quiet there. I mean, you had, like, no scratch to your signal, but you were just really, really quiet. That could make you out.
That right there now. Is that a little better?
Better.
Okay, good deal, bud. Okay, so yeah, look, Google that up and look up that OC. As a matter of fact, you can Google homemade OCF dipole. Okay, look those up, and that's hey, there's your fun homework assignment for the night. All right, well, good enough. I'm gonna jump off here and get ready for the net for a little bit later myself. So. You have a good evening, bud. K and 4, VWA, I'll be clear after your final.
3, Steve, and have a good rest of your day. KU4, ULP, and I'll be clear.